Seattle's police chief stepped down yesterday. John Diaz announced his retirement 33 years after starting with the Seattle Police Department and 1 week after a pair of outside reviews criticized SPD under his tenure. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Seattle police have been under the microscope for alleged problems, including bias and excessive use of force. But Diaz says he and his wife had planned for him to retire sometime this year. With policing reforms ordered by the Justice Department well underway, he says now is a good time. An independent report out last week faulted police handling of last year's May Day protests, but Diaz says that had nothing to do with it.
No, absolutely not. If all of you remember, I was one that commissioned the report to be done.
As is standard procedure when a public official steps down, his boss had nothing but praise for him. Here's Mayor Mike McGinn.
Major crime is down 10% since he took control of the department and is now at a 55-year low.
Chief Diaz says Mayor McGinn did not ask him to leave. It's not unusual for a police chief to leave his post soon after his department comes under a federal monitoring agreement, as Seattle did last summer. Police chiefs in L.A. and Detroit both left less than a year after they signed consent decrees with the Justice Department. Attorney James Bible says the Seattle police lacked accountability and transparency under Diaz. Bible is president of the Seattle King County branch of the NAACP.
We're looking forward to the opportunity to create more than the illusion of fairness. And I think that what was created under Chief Diaz and others was the illusion of fairness at the detriment of the people.
And what we want to see is for our Seattle Police Department.
Jennifer Shaw is with the ACLU of Washington.
To protect and serve our entire community. And we haven't seen that recently, and we're hoping that that will change.
Assistant Police Chief Jim Pugel will become interim chief in May. Mayor McGinn doesn't expect a permanent chief to be in place until after this November's mayoral elections. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.